Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Patty and praise team, that was amazing. Amen. The first song, I mean, in this, both songs, and then the ad-libbing that you did, just coming from the Spirit, I mean, it was amazing. And you could feel the presence. We can feel the presence of God. During praise and worship, you really could feel it. You know, that's why God sent out the praise and worship team before battles to set the tone, you know, and what have you, and to help them and to guide them. And it was just, it was good, Patty. It was good. Thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And Derek, like I just told you, and me and Jesse, we looked up at you, and you was just intense. You were focused, and it was like you were, I can't think of a better word, but zoned out, but you were zoned in with the Spirit. You're an excellent, whatever it is, that bass, electric, whatever it is. It's a guitar. It's a guitar, but it was something about tonight, because you're excellent, don't get me wrong, but it was something different tonight. But I just wanted, I know I told you that, but I wanted to say it publicly as well. Glory to God. It says give honor where honor is due. And we need to lift each other, because sometimes you don't know what someone may be going through, and just one kind word can just change their whole perspective. It can make their day. So we need to be kind. And when God puts something on our hearts, we need to do it. Because we don't know. It really literally could be a life and death situation. You never know. Well, I done started teaching. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you. And we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Thank you for allowing your Spirit to move in the midst of us, Father God. And we just thank you, Father. And we just bind every scheme, attack, and assignment that the enemy has sent to come against your people tonight, Father God. And we loose your peace. We loose your power. We loose your provision. And we loose your protection right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All of you, Father, and none of me. I am an empty vessel. Speak through me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And the title of the message is being led by the Spirit. That's the title of the message, being led by the Spirit. So, you know, Patty, the songs was just pouring on. It was awesome. And the Spirit is truly moving. The first scripture we're going to start with is Galatians 5, verses 16 through 18. And I'm going to read it. I think I have four versions of it. The Message version. My counsel is this: live freely, animated, and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feed the compulsions of selfishness. For there is a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at odds with a free spirit, just as the free spirit is incompatible with selfishness. These two ways of life are contrary to each other, like oil and water. They bump heads. So that you cannot live at times one way and at times another way according to how you feel on any given day. Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? Glory, just plain English. The Amplified Version. But I say, walk habitually, it's a habit, walk habitually in the Spirit, seek Him and be responsive to His guidance, and then you will certainly not carry out the desires of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and His precepts. That's why sometimes you gotta pause. You got to press the pause button and don't react to something. Because we do that sometimes when we feel pressured or whatever, that flesh rise up. And sometimes we just need to press pause. Let me step back. Let me regroup. I'll be back 1 second. And then address it. Glory to God. For the sinful nature has its desire, which is opposed to the Spirit. And the desire of the Spirit opposes the sinful nature. For these two, the sinful nature and the spirit, are in direct opposition to each other, continually in conflict, so that you as believers do not always do whatever good things you want to do. But if you are guided and led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. That "but" there eliminates the previous statement. If you are guided by the Spirit, you're not going to do those other things. You're not just going to do what you want to do, because you're going to be led by the Spirit. And the contemporary English, I think this is, can't remember now. I say, be guided by the Spirit, and you won't carry out your selfish desires. A person's selfish desires are set against the Spirit, and the Spirit is set against one's selfish desires. They are opposed to each other, so you shouldn't do whatever you want to do. But if you are being led by the Spirit, you aren't under the law. Easy to read. I know this is a lot, but I wanted to really just really get the meaning of this scripture. The easy to read version. So I tell you, live the way the Spirit leads you. Then you would not do the evil things your sinful self wants. The sinful self wants what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit wants what is against the sinful self. They are fighting against each other so that you don't do what you really want to do. But if you let the Spirit lead you, you are not under the law. Being led by the Spirit will keep us out of trouble. It'll keep us in peace. Everything may not always be perfect, but you know, if you're being led, you're going in the right direction. And we should walk out this Christian journey here on earth in harmony, totally dependent on the Spirit to lead us in God's direction. The Spirit, not the law, like the law of Moses that satisfies to fulfill, you know, what satisfies us or fulfill us. Nothing else, not money, things, or people, or another person. They are temporary, and they are subject to change in an instant. People will flip on you. They will flip on you like you're flipping a pancake. They will flip on you. Glory to God. But God's Spirit would never lead us wrong and won't flip on us. We should always be under the direction or influence of the Spirit. The Spirit is well informed on how to lead us through this life on earth. Number one, y'all know this place is not our home. We're passing through. This is not our home. But the Spirit know about this place that we're living in right now. So the Spirit can lead us where we need to go, what we need to do, because he know how this place operates. We're just passing through. We're just passing through. When we are led by the Spirit, we are walking in accordance with God's will for us. We are allowing him to order our steps, as it states in Psalms 119, 133. The Message version states, steady my steps with your words of promise, so nothing Mulan gets the better of me. And that means, I looked up that word, because you know, we like a malignant tumor or something like that, that's cancerous, that's bad. So that's what this means. It says, means evil in nature or effect in the adjective form, or speak someone in a spitefully critical manner, that's the verb form. So it describes it as an adjective as well as a verb. So it shows action and it gives a description of it. And that's where the, you know, the regarding cancer comes from. The Passion Translation says, prepare before me a path filled with your promises, and don't allow even one sin to have dominion over me. Don't allow one sin to have dominion over me. What if we truly ask that? What if we truly, truly, truly allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God? Will we ask him, don't allow one sin to have dominion over us? The Spirit leads us to have a strong desire, a longing to be in one accord with God, to obey him happily. And we can't ignore it. And we do at times. We ignore being led by the Spirit. We silence it. We ignore it. But Father, forgive us, but we know not what we do. And we end up running into a brick wall at times or falling in a ditch because we think we know where we're going. Exodus 13. I'm going to read verses 17 and 18 and then verse 21 and 22. Pharaoh made the people leave Egypt. God did not let the people take the road leading to the land of the Philistines. That road by the Mediterranean Sea is the shortest way. But God said, if the people go that way, they will have to fight. Then they might change their minds and go back to Egypt. So God led them another way through the desert by the Red Sea. The Israelites was dressed for war, then they left Egypt. Sometimes what we think is the shortest route isn't the best route. Because God may be leading us around disaster, around destruction, around heartache, around some financial, you know, instabilities or what have, some financial difficulties, but we want to take the easy road. We want to take the shortcut. We don't want to go around it, but God said if they go that way, they would have to fight. There was some stuff going on there that God knew about. So he was taking them around the mess, around the chaos, around the drama. He's trying to keep us out of drama, but we want to take the short route and go through the drama. Verses 21 and 22. The presence of the Lord was going before them by day in a pillar, a column of cloud to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so they could travel by day and night. He did not withdraw the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from going before the people. It's no different now. We may not have a physical pillar, a cloud or something, but the Holy Spirit is there to go before us by day and by night. It ain't changed. God hasn't changed. We have the Holy Spirit with us here now. And then he just used a cloud, a representation of that, to lead them where he wanted them to go. Now, Exodus 14, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 16 and then 19 through 22. So I got quite a bit to read here. Then Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Take your stand. Be firm and confident and undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For these Egyptians whom you've seen today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you while you only need to keep quiet and remain calm." We have an issue with keeping quiet. I have an issue with keeping quiet and remaining calm. Musa. The Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the sons of Israel to move forward towards the sea. As for you," this is God talking to Moses, "lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, so that the sons of Israel may go through the middle of the sea on dry land." Okay. The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you talking to me? Why are you crying out to me? Didn't I already tell you what to do? Why are you crying out to me?" Because God had told him where to go, what to do. Maybe Moses had a lapse in memory or something at that moment. But that part, it made me laugh. I chuckled when I read. I've never paid that part any attention before. But I can hear God saying, "I already told you what to do. Why are you asking me this again?" Don't we do that? God has already told us the direction to go. He's told us what to do. But we going back questioning him, thinking he's going to change. He ain't going to change. He is not going to change. That part, right, I have never And I've read this before, but that part stood out to me this time. And I know it was for me. I know that, but I want it to be for y'all too. Glory to God. All right, going on to verse 19. The angel of God, who had been going in front of the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. The pillar of the cloud moved from in front and stood behind them. The pillar of cloud moved from in front and stood behind them. Okay. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. So you got this big old angel. And I like how John 4 used to say he got some gangster angels. So I can see this gangster angel and the cloud right here between the Egyptians and Israel. Okay? Because that's what it says. It was a cloud with darkness, even by day to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to the Israelites. Double duty. So one army did not come near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept back the sea. Swept the sea back by a strong east wind all that night. So the wind just going all night, y'all. It's just going all night. Whoo! And turned the seabed into dry land, and the waters were divided. The Israelites went into the middle of the sea on dry land, and the waters formed a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. What if they had not been led by the Spirit? What if Moses, because they were following Moses. So what if Moses didn't follow what God said and took the short route? What if? But because he obeyed God, even though he asked God again, because he obeyed God, look at the miracles that took place there. The angels was in front of them, leading them, and they was in front. But they knew that God knew the Egyptians was coming up on them or whatever. So he put them as a barrier, the angel and the cloud, the pillar of cloud, as a barrier between the two. So if we're being led by God, he's going to put a barrier. Yeah. You got some angels. Yeah. You got the Holy Spirit as a barrier. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. He can't touch you.
That's right.
He can try, but he can't. He cannot. Think about it. I saw this, I don't know if I saw it on social media or someone sent it to me, where this person, they're on their knees crying and praying, and Jesus is there holding back all of the demons and stuff that's trying to come up on him while he's praying. That's how I picture this. That's how I picture us. When we're going through something and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Nah, you can't touch them. You can't touch them. No, you can't touch them. Glory to God. In God's word, you know, he talks about, you know, being led by the Spirit, what I'm talking about in his word. Joshua 1 and 8. And I think I pulled this, oh gosh, I didn't write it down. I can't remember now. But Joshua 1 and 8, studying the word, focus and meditate, which is a verb, shows action, okay? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's one way of studying the word, is we're led by the Spirit. Because we know God's word. We know his word, and we know the voice of a stranger. And we won't follow the voice of the stranger because we know the voice of God by reading his word. James 1:22, summarizing it, do what the word says. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. We reason stuff away all the time. Or we make excuses or rationale of why we're doing something when we know that ain't what God told us to do or told us to buy or whatever the case may be. Or told us to marry, but you're married now, so it's too bad. You stuck with it. Proverbs 4, verses 20 and 21. Summarizing this scripture, making the word your final authority. My son, pay attention to my words and be willing to learn. Open your ears to my saying. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. And if that's in the center, that's what you're going to focus on. That's what you're going to be led by, is his word. Keeping it right in your eyes. Keep it there. And that's why we have them pastors talk about this. We have to watch what we see, what we watch, and what we hear, because that gets into our spirit. We have to be careful what we hear and what we see, what we allow around us, our environment, what we allow around us. That's why me and Jesse just like being by ourselves most of the time. We good. Yeah, I said your name. That's one. We're good. Proverbs 20:27. Don't ignore the promptings of the Spirit. The Spirit, the conscious man, is the lamp of the Lord, searching and examining all the innermost parts of his being. The word will search us. If we're in the word, it will search us.
That's right.
It won't condemn, but it'll convict. And we can be convicted by the word if we allow ourselves to really let the word get in us. Glory to God. And I read this, or I was listening to someone, and she said something that prompted this part right here. There are people who are led by an applause. Therefore, they run and walk towards it because it satisfies the flesh.
That's right.
We need to stop being led by the applause, but be led by the Spirit of God. Whatever that applause is in your life, in my life, we need to examine what we are allowing to lead us. The applause and the Spirit of God, like it was talking about before, may take us in two opposite directions. The applause can lead us to destruction, death, but the Spirit of God can lead us to life, and that life more abundantly. So what's the applause that you are allowing to lead you? What is the applause I am allowing to lead me at times? Think about it. When you're headed somewhere, you're doing something, okay, what is the motive behind this? Is this how God, you may have to pause and step back.
That's right.
And regroup. Uh-huh. and see what's truly leading you. And I read this on social media. Allowing yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit will help you grow in your relationship in Christ, as well as it will help you grow in your Christian maturity. Being led by the Spirit, y'all, it is vital. It is critical in our Christian life. Being led by the Spirit it prompts us, it directs us, it guides us, and it instructs us. This would help us make better decisions in every area of our life, better choices, and be in alignment with the word. Being led by the Spirit will always align with the word of God. If we want to live a better life here on earth, we need to allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. Follow that gentle nudge, but firm leading. Gentle, but firm. Do not reason it away when the guiding seems strange, when it seems like you're taking a long way around, but you know it's God. He is protecting us from something we have no idea about. let go. Let go and let God. Let us stop wanting to control everything and allow the Spirit to lead us into our destiny and into and have a heaven on earth, as the word says. Allow the Spirit to lead you. Glory to God. That's it. Hallelujah.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.